Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and good evening, everyone. Today is Wednesday, February 11th, 2015, 7 p.m. And you know, with Valentine's Day just a few days away, our show tonight is about love and the angels. And I am Reverend Nancy Sue Meyer, and with me today are my co-hosts, Reverend Trudy Zanders and Reverend Jamie Street. Welcome to the show, Trudy. How are you today?
Well, thank you, Nancy Sue. Very well indeed. Very well. Happy to get the party started.
Amen. Hallelujah. And would you like to share a little bit about yourself and how the audience can get a hold of you?
Oh, sure. My name is Trudy Zanders, and I am here on the planet to unfold my soul and its powers. And I'm delighted to be sharing the show today with Reverend Nancy Sue and Reverend Jamie, because we have such a love of spirit among us, and I've trained along with them. And for the past several years, I have grown my angel wings through Angels Teach in angel communication and also angelic life coaching. And every day I've realized that I teach with the angels in some fashion. I'm a creative dream artist, and I love to explore with the angels and to express the light. And you can find me at trudy.zanders@gmail.com.
And thank you, Trudy. I just love you to pieces.
Ditto. Thank you.
Oh, and welcome to the show, Reverend Jamie. And would you mind sharing a little bit about yourself and how the audience get a hold of you and how you're doing today?
Absolutely. I am doing very well this evening. I hear an echo. My phone's echoing. Sorry, hold on. Sorry, let me try it this way. Yes, apparently Mercury's little retrograde still kicking there. But as I was saying, I'm doing very well tonight. Energy is a little amped up, but I'm not complaining. It's moving. And I am an angelic life coach and minister. I, too, as Trudy had said, study through Angels Teach University. And I also... I'm an energist. I do a lot of EFT and energy healing, and I am now actually officially announcing my latest pursuit that is absolutely making my heart sing is I'm really getting into the natural, I guess you'd say natural medicine end of things, the natural healing, and dabbling in flower essences, herbs, and homeopathy. And if you're looking to reach me, you can find me at angelicsoulfood.com.
Oh, thank you so much, Reverend Jamie. And you know I love you to pieces, too. Thank you.
I know. I love you.
This is a love fest.
We love you. Amen. Yes. And I am Reverend Nancy Sue Meyer, and I'm a Reiki master teacher and angelic life coach through Angels Teaching University with Deborah Nelson, a certified sound healer through Tom Kenyon, and I work with crystals in many, many different ways. And you can reach me at angellady4444@yahoo.com. And I would like to thank our sponsor, Reverend Elvia Nina Rowe, who is the founder of Angels Teach University and Living with Angels, for her love, her guidance, and her support. And if you want to read more about all the wonderful things that she does and has to offer, go to www.angelteachuniversity.com, and you can read about the actual classes. Go to www.livingwiththeangels.com, and you can read about all the opportunities that you can have with wonderful community of angelic souls that get together and are able to share their feelings in a safe place and learnings and guidance. And with that, Jamie, would you like to do the opening blessing?
Absolutely. And tonight, it's just really about however you're comfortable. If you'd like your feet on the ground, that's fine. Again, I'm sitting Indian style. That's just my comfort position. But just really get comfortable. And if you're able to, just close your eyes and just take a nice, nice, deep cleansing breath. And we're just breathing in health. And we're going to exhale and just let out any germs, any yuck, any just, bleh, you know, the stuff that we just don't need in our bodies. And again, just breathing in health and just that clean, crisp, fresh breath. Allow it to come in and just heal your body and just energize your soul and just breathing out that which no longer serves us. And just as we call in this energy, this healing, loving energy, our beloved Nancy Sue is fighting the flu, and bless her soul, is still here with us tonight. And I know many others are going through either illnesses or what we may deem ascension flus, where it's just a lot of shifting and clearing going on in our physical bodies. They're really undergoing this right now with the releasing and just breathing in, just bringing in that just nice, you know, just healthy. I keep hearing clear, clean, crisp, just to push out just that last bit of just, you know, anything stuck or stagnant that didn't quite get cleared out just yet with the physical release. And we'll do that just one more time. And just bringing in Joshua's healing energy, his love, allowing it to fill our cells, our souls, our bodies. And just exhale, coming back to the space, and we will begin this wonderful show. It's just all about love.
Thank you so much, Jamie. That was, that was what I needed. Thank you.
You're welcome. Woo-hoo.
I have been guided to bring in a message, but at the moment, I think I'm going to, if Trudy doesn't mind, would you mind sharing what the angels had for you to bring forth today, Trudy?
Oh, certainly. Would you, you'd like me to do that now?
Yeah.
Okay, certainly. Before I do, I have to share my smile because, Jamie, that beautiful invocation certainly carried the vibration that we need tonight. Before we came on the air, I was directed to set up a diffuser, and I put drops of orange oil in it. And I am sitting here in this sort of steam bath of citrus energy, which helps clear all that out in addition to your invocation. And so mentally sending the orange ray through. And I also got a vision of, I love that you're studying flower essences, which is one of my passions, and of course homeopathy too. But the orange blossom is often used for brides, you know, in weddings. It's a love symbol. Of course, all flowers are. But let me go into what I have to share tonight. I asked the angels, what is it you really want? I just want a clear idea. And they gave me right away a pouch of candy. And it was so whimsical. They came in with their wings and they said, here, you know, fly with this. Okay, and what it was a bag of those hearts that you see in dime store candy. They're like sort of anti-acid quality, but they're chalky hearts, but they have messages on them. And I thought, how clever is that? Because they're pointing up how essential communication is. It's essential in life. It's essential in love. And they also touched upon something that I love because I love to write. And I actually, in my early years, I had hoped to become, a correspondent, and specifically a foreign correspondent. And so now when I look at the headlines, I say, you know, there, but for the grace of God, go I. I'm still a correspondent. I'm an angelic correspondent, and I'm getting shivers now. So back to my pouch of candy that they gave me with these rainbow hearts. These tiny little hearts are all uniform, but they're each in different colors, and each of them carries a brief message. And it's usually all about, you know, you are my Valentine. So what I did was I envisioned that I was getting emails from the angels, and I saw the each little message on a heart as a subject line, and then I would correspond with the angels and write them back. So I have 10 little hearts to share with you, 10 little nuggets of angelic messaging. So imagine these little hearts popping up. And the first one says, from the angels, number one, secret love. And I say, not so secret in my book, but I do like the romance. Life is like a love locket. You get to find what's inside. Thank you, angels, for being my secret agents, teaching me about the hidden side of life and showing me the spiritual keys to living well through love. Two, the heart says, be mine. I am, and in the balance, that makes you mine as well. Thank you, angels. I'm glad we have each other all the time. In every situation, we're made for each other. Number three, you're heaven. I'm glad you think so. I do too. I went through hell, so now it's time for the high road. Thank you, angels, for showing me the road that leads on to heaven and your company, guidance, and grace that keeps me going. Number four, dream girl. Exactly, a description as well as a prophecy. I was born to dream, so let's explore, expand, and find our best dreams coming true. Thank you, angels, for my visionary nature and for revealing all those wonderful dreams and desires of my heart which we manifest together. Number five, love me. I do, and I always will. How could I not? Thank you, angels, for being those divine expressions of love and weaving the spirit of loving kindness through our lives. Number six, let's kiss. I agree. Let's meet under the stars and converse. There are countless kinds of kisses to share. Thank you, angels, for your faithful companionship, your affection and care, which makes life delightful. Seven, stay true. Straight as an arrow I am, with a fondness for spirals. They make for the most interesting of Valentines. Thank you, angels, for showing me the silver linings as well as the golden treasures of living in the light. You help me keep true all the way. Eight, real love. This is what we have because this is what we are. Cupid's arrow has found its mark in me. I take aim. Thank you, angels, for being the real thing. Our union is awesomely inspirational. My sweet, no finer pleasure than this treasure chest of love we share. Thank you, angels, for your continual showers of blessings and the sweet spot of soul. XOXO. Hugs and kisses, heavenly embrace. We lovers never go out of style. Thank you, angels, for all things love. Hot stuff. Cinnamon and spice all the way. Is the world ready for us? Roll out that red carpet. Thank you, angels, for your warmth that causes me to glow. And finally, my Valentine. Lace and flowers, love is king. Thank you, angels, for those wings. Be with me now in everything. Thank you, angels. My heart sings. So there you go. That's correspondence angelic.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it.
I don't suppose you'll ever look at a bag of Valentine hearts the same way.
No. Oh, my God.
Oh.
So clever. I love it.
Yeah, they got, I'm usually a pretty fairly serious, and they dropped that in. So it goes to show you, you know, if you're open, you know, to that creative vibe and you ask the angels, they do deliver.
And they sure did. And thank you for bringing that message, Trudy. I mean,
sure.
I am an aunt, and you blew me away. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, and I have to say that
I need a bag of those angel candies right now.
Tina chimed in on chat too and just said, "Oh, true." Not just said. Sorry, there I go with just. I did not mean just, but she said, "Oh, true. That is awesome. Love it. Thank you for sharing."
That's my aquarium. There you go. It's a whole rainbow for you, Tina. Thank you.
Amazing.
How about you, Jamie? What messages are you bringing forth for us today?
You know, it's funny. I was very well. I mean, we came up with this topic so long ago that I forgot what it was and asked Nancy Sill, you know, "Hey, what's our topic for the show?" You know, and she's like, "Didn't we already pick it?" And I was like, "Oh, yes, I've had plenty of time to come up with, you know, what I was going to say." And as usual, nothing was coming. And this is a personal lesson for me and distrusting and knowing that the messages will come right on time. So I was checking. I had a message pop up on my Facebook, and just so you know, behind the scenes, we're very high tech, and sometimes we communicate through Facebook Messenger. I wanted to make sure it wasn't Trudy or Nancy still, you know, telling me something, and it wasn't, and I clicked, and it went on the home feed, and it said, I scrolled a moment because I felt, you know, like something's there, and all I kept seeing was happiness. And at the same time, you know, I'm giggling, listening to, like, what a cool way Trudy got her message. And then I hear my son in the other room, and he's like, he's been playing this game with his friend. They play after school every day, and they have, like, a certain amount of time, you know, before the world explodes, and they have to save everyone from the zombies. And, you know, so at first, I was like, "Oh, my gosh, like, I have to keep muting because if you guys hear him, you know, he's laughing, he's screaming, he's, you know, it's all intense." And but it hit me. He really, really is happy. And thinking about how full my heart was hearing Trude read her letters, you know, with the candies, and it's just, you know, a happy heart is a full heart, and just a heart full of love, too, is a happy heart. And it's really just, you know, taking that moment to just pause and not ignore, you know, the signs. The Rev always teaches us that we literally get, you know, I think it's like a million messages a day from the angels, and you think, "Well, how do I get them? That's impossible." I think we all, when we first hear that number, we all go, "What? Like, oh, this is bull crap. Like, whatever, lady. You know, this lady's angel crazy." But if you think about it, by simply scrolling through my news feed and seeing happiness at the same time, you know, my son is cracking up, what I would have took as an annoyance, like, where is this blatant message, you know, a quote or something I'm supposed to read, and why won't my kid hush up, I'm on the radio, but it's like, that's the message, it's happiness. And when you're full of love, you can't help but be happy. I've never known anyone to be pissed off that has a heart full of love. It's just, to me, it doesn't mesh. Maybe I'm missing something. So, you know, in that, just, you know, looking for the love in everything, not only, you know, I mean, of course our angels bring us messages of love, but it really can be our perception, you know, the perspective, you know, the perception and the way that we look at things. And just really allowing ourselves to feel love in everything. When Trude said that flower essence was a passion of hers, I did not know that. And, like, my heart lit up because I thought, "Oh, my gosh, something else we have in common." But even in that, like, that filled my heart with love. And I think sometimes we can so overlook things as being a nuisance or an annoyance, or even, I'm going to be completely honest here because I don't know any other way to be, but the old Jamie that wasn't, well, I won't even say the old Jamie, but there was a time in my life where if I would have heard Trude has this passion for flower essences too, I'm going to be honest, part of me would have really, like, my ego would have been like competition, there's competition now, there's somebody else in your circle doing flower essences. You know, where now, and that fills my heart to know that now I'm like, that filled my heart with love. Like, yes, there's more of us. You know, I have somebody to connect with. I can learn from my son to just play a game and really get caught up in it and have fun. And, you know, there's just so many ways that we truly can experience love. I had, even today, it just so happened that me, Trude, and Nancy Sue are all readers for Living with the Angels community. And I didn't even know my my submission was sent today until our beloved Tina, you know, sent me a message and just, you know, saying about my message. So I was like, oh, yeah, my message. And what I had spoke of, for those of you that don't receive the daily emails, is that, you know, if we kind of get in a funk or we get down, to really just tune into somebody that we love. And, you know, my mom is, obviously, she's transitioned, but I love her so much. You know, to this day, she's my everything. You know, I adore my mama. And what I do is when I kind of get in the funk, of course, I tend to go to her, and I always hear a song she used to sing to me when I was little. And it's the I Love You, A Bushel and a Peck. You know, and I just hear her singing that to me. So it can be something as simple as tuning into someone you love, and they don't have to be transitioned. It can be your dog and something silly they do or a funny noise they make or a way they look at you. But, you know, tuning into just what it is, that just these little things that you love about them, it just light your heart up, you know. And even if it's not a person, you know, it can be a place, it can be a thing, but just really allowing yourself to feel into the energy and just really allowing your heart to just fill with love. I mean, I used to always think that hate was the opposite of love until I started studying and I learned that actually fear is the opposite of love, you know, because if you have love, there's nothing to be afraid of. There is no fear. And, so it's just finding the love in every little thing. There is love in everything if you're willing to look for it. And, you know, sometimes you might have to look a little harder than others. And other times it's right there, but it's so obvious we tend to overlook it. So just, you know, like right now I'm giggling inside, but I'm also embracing that now my son is absolutely silent. So it's just how, you know, I went from being a little annoyed with his, you know, loudness to stopping and tuning in to just what the quote-unquote loudness was, and that bringing me joy and filling my heart with love. Now just sitting as I, you know, am talking here and hearing the silence, yet that still fills me with love. And it's the same love. It's not like it's a released love where before it was just like, phew, I got a message love. You know, it's just all the same love, and I just really, I love love. Like, and I tend to get told I'm a walkover, I'm a pushover, because I really have a forgiving heart, and I really, for the most part, I mean, I have my moments, I'm human, but I don't tend to look at people and judge them. And I think most of us, especially that are more spiritually evolved, we tend to just wonder why, like what happened, and just, you know, want to send people love. There's just so many ways to just be and feel love, and just telling your angels and to help you find the ways too. You know, if you get to look at something and you don't just easily find the love, just call your angels in and just say, hey, you know, what's my love letter in this? You know, find your love letter. Yeah, I think I'm complete on that.
Well, Jamie, the essence that you brought forward about loving the angels, amazing, truly amazing.
It is,
yeah. I was hoping it made sense. I was trusting it did, I should say, but
just everything you said made sense and brought in the other side, because my mother, who on the other side, jumps in when you brought up, you know, about your mother playing I Love You, A Bush of Winnipeg. And that was a song that we would play a duet on the piano. And I was like, oh, my goodness. You know? This is really Valentine's week. We're connected all over the place, you know?
I love it. My eyes are getting teary. That's my major confirmation.
Yes. Also, I want to say that you have to be open to things coming out of the blue. Like the last thing I would have brought forward would have been the bag of those candies. And yet when I see rainbow hearts and I see messages, I get all happy. Your happiness quotient inside, and then things grow. So wonderful, wonderful.
And, you know, I want to add to the confirmation for you, Jamie. My auntie used to sing Bush of Winnipeg. I love you, Bush of Winnipeg. It brought tears in my eyes, and my heart just swelled open just that much wider.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these things that bring us love. And, you know, I've talked about it many times. I feel God's love when I watch sunrise or sunset. And I see a baby smile, or I see the first bloom in springtime. In fact, I've even got the tulips blooming now, and it's like, what? It's still winter. But there is so much out there that bring us love and bring us messages from the angels that are loved. When I'm sometimes in some of my saddest moments that not a human can comfort me, I feel wings around me, and I feel my mom, and I feel my dad, and I feel my aunt, and I feel the angels, and it's just the immenseness of their love that they bring to us who are just merely humans on this planet. And it's amazing what we feel from them. And to carry on this love and the faith and the hope that everybody will feel this love in some form, some way. It's amazing. I am so grateful for the love that I received 24/7 from now until eternity and all of the past. I'm so grateful.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
And on that little note,
I was going to say, are you up to talking, Nancy Sue, or do you need a rest? Or,
you know, I think I actually typed out what Mother Mary brought forward. I know I'm not going to be able to read it all, but I'm asking for guidance now on what to read to you. And then after that, we'll start doing readings, okay?
Sounds perfect. And for those of you that might have tuned in a little late, our Nancy Sue is such a little angelic soldier. She has the flu, so that's why we're, and she will overdo it if we allow her.
I will say, Mom.
Okay. You got to keep a tight rein on her. She's a wild one.
I think Raphael's doing double duty.
Yes, he is. He's been with me this whole, really it's been going on for about 3 weeks now, but it finally hit me hard. So, okay, Mother Mary came through, and she said, "Welcome, beloved children. Welcome to each and every one of you. Each of my beloved children with a divine heart, light beings who are bringers of light and love. Your mission and purpose is to be, to know, and to experience love. Everything else emanates and grows and is fertilized by that love. If you are not having the joy, the bliss of love, then you are truly not on your purpose. I want, and therefore I create in your heart in this moment, the desire for each of you to know the love and the unity that the Father and Mother God share. This is the starting and the finishing point. This is my gift to you. Do not think of this often, but sometimes I have wished to open and emphasize and re-emphasize that that there is no being, no energy in any universe that does not carry my essence. I remind you of this day as I continue to send directly from the core of my being, my love, my clarity, my expansion. Beloved children, if you wish to have in a way in which to visualize, picture, or to feel this, it begins with clarity, clear energy. And that clear energy will fade to a white light, to a pale blue light, and the brilliant sapphire, which many of you now call the blue diamond. My channel here calls it the sapphire of Archangel Mikael, and that too is true. As it travels right into your core, your heart, it expands the wonderment and the knowing of the wonder of the presence of who you are. It has never been part of the plan that you are unconscious. The gift of free will, it has happened not only in this universe, on this beautiful planet, our Mother Earth. Never has the mantle of this illusion been so thick and distorted and torn as it has become on our beloved Mother Earth. Children, you are re-emerging into the truth of who you are, into the fullness and recognition of your own bright self. And as you do that, as you receive the gift, the energy, the love that we send through divine movement, that others send you from the other various realms of existence and the many realms and dimensions, you are able not only to connect you with yourself, but with us and with each other. You are realizing the pattern of genuine relationships and what that looks like and feels like in this gift, not only of heart consciousness and interdimensionality, but physicality also. As you rise, you are able to clearly grasp not only the concept of creation in its fullest sense, but you are able to join with us. Beloved children, that is the plan. There are many details, many arrangements, many aspects, but the plan has always been of one union and reunion. You have known this in your basic understanding of your spiritual journey. And your spiritual journey back to us, back to one, back to source. However, you have a choice to say it. You are also coming to see how it might have true and joyous application in your life. In your experience as a human being at this time of ascension, in this time of awakening, in this time of love, you are experiencing love in ways you have not known before, and you have not known or experienced it to this extent because the frequency, the vibration was discordant. So you would feel moments of this experience, of this heart fullness. And you, as human beings, you want more. And that in itself, my children, has acted as a catalyst to move you forward. I want you to think about something. Something that's loving. Something joyous. And to feel this in your heart as you are pulling us towards you and pulling in that love, that knowledge, that joy, that fulfillment, pull us towards you. And in your energy, you will feel yourself climbing that spiral of joyous love. And as you are doing this, we are magnetizing you to us, to all. We are reaching you so that this union not only takes place, but that it takes place constantly, because that is love. It has many faces and many forms, especially in the understanding and definition of humanity. But the one thing about love is that it's constant. I am Mother Mary.
I am Isis. I am the Divine Mother, Mother of Consistency, Mother of Change, Mother of Consistency. It is all. It ebbs and flows. Whether you choose love or not, it is the ebb and flow of love. When you choose love, you are adding consistency to your very soul, your essence, your capacity to be in union with me by whatever name you choose to call me. The more that you are in union with me, with all, you are able to be in union with each other. And that is the purpose of existence. And it is very simple. The unity and the love. And with that, I am complete, Mother Mary, for now. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Reverend Nancy Sue. I, like Jamie, I'm just, and the listeners, I am basking in what was delivered. You take me very deep, and you take me very high. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's a healing salve, and it's a sealant. So may we all absorb that.
Thank you, Trudy. Thank you, Trudy.
Yeah, I'm just speechless as usual. Absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And Tina says, wow, thank you, Nancy Sue, for delivering the message. How amazingly powerful. And yes, 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 yes.
There's always
thank
such,
you,
always such Reverend Nancy Sue, always such power when you channel like that and are able to give it. Just such power.
Thank you. And, you know, I think with that, Jamie, if you don't mind, can you take over with the reading?
Absolutely. I was going to say, I had planned on saying, now you go on mute or whatever you have to do.
I'm going to mute myself for now, okay?
All right. And then for our listeners, if you would like a reading, you can press star 1 on the phone or just post in chat and let us know if you want Angel's Choice or have a specific question. And I am going to start with Tina. Are you there, Tina?
I'm here.
Would you like a reading?
That.
Of course, I'm calling you out.
Well, of course, of course. What are sisters for?
Exactly.
Sure, sure, absolutely. I always love it. It's always amazing. It's always so loving and filling. Absolutely, whatever the angels have to tell me. Thank you, love.
All right. You're welcome. And while we're shuffling, do you have any input on love? Or if not, that's okay.
God, y'all really covered it amazingly well tonight. I'm just sitting here shaking my head up and down and back and forth going, wow, wow, wow. It's so true. Absolutely every word I heard, so beautiful. And thank you, ladies. That was amazing, amazing, amazing.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
Absolutely. And do you have a card, Trude?
I do, actually. What I did was I didn't go for one deck. I went and I pulled several images related to the Valentine spirit. They are all different. But the one I pulled for you, first caller, Tina, it's by Daniel Holman. The image is by Daniel Holman, who makes beautiful artwork, and it's called Heart Chakra. And if you look it up online, I will describe it to you. It is the radiant heart. It's the heart of the universe, the light that is God shining through the heart chakra. And isn't this about who you are? And the colors are really the higher vibrational colors, not a vibrant red, but in the center it is. But it is what I'm drawn to is the pinks, light pinks, and the lavender vibration, and then the lavender blue, the higher echelons of the spectrum. And I'm just very blissful as I look at that. And I the Aquarian light is shining through you. You are Valentine's Day every day of the year. And that's what they want you to know and how much they love you. And you will forever, ever be that radiance that the world needs. And with that, I am complete. And God bless you and happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you, Trudy. How beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Sure.
And I'd love it if you could message me the picture. That would be so awesome.
I'd love to do that, sure.
Thanks, love.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excuse me. And I am chiming in. I actually just went to the Archangel. I got to stop saying just. I went to the Archangel deck. And I pulled the, I'm catching up with the message I'm getting from this, but I pulled the Moon Cycles card, and it's Archangel Haniel or Haniel. And it says, notice how the moon affects your energy and manifestations and capitalize upon these cycles. And this card is just, I love this angel on this card. She is so beautiful. And just her wings are open. She has three doves flying around her. And the reason I giggle is because when I hear moon cycle, I go to the feminine monthly cycle. Of course, typical Jamie, you know, a little off the cusp. But in that, it's all about owning your inner goddess. And just, you know, allowing that love to come through, expanding that heart. And this angel, even though she looks very angel-esque, you know, I'm feeling it's your high priestess. And, you know, it's really time to unleash her. Of course, they're not telling me exactly how, but there's a significance with these three doves. And it could be just, you know, with the moon cycles, you know, maybe finding something special or something else you can add on, you know, to the moon ceremonies that you do. But it absolutely is just, it is time to, you know, fully step into that high priestess role and just really come out with it. And knowing that when you do, there's angels all around you. And you just have such wisdom to bring. And it's, yeah, it's just you're really stepping into it more. I mean, this woman is just walking forward. If you look at the way her gown is at the bottom, it's like she must have a lot of forward momentum because she's coming straight forward and her gown is kind of, you know, you can see it whisking back in the card. So, yeah, it's just be ready. But know that it's all with grace and ease because her body, though, is still with all the momentum going forward. Yet there is just such elegance. It's so natural. And I'm actually hearing now to don't even worry about trying or how you're going to do it or when you're going to do it. You know, it just you're already doing it. And I think just really embracing it, like really feel into it. And it's just going to, you know, you're just going to walk that walk and talk that talk and really just embody it, embody your inner goddess. And, yeah, I'm complete on that.
Well, now you've made me cry again, sister.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're so very welcome.
That was obviously exactly what I needed to hear tonight. Thank you for calling me out.
You are so very welcome. It's my pleasure. Alrighty, my dear. Have a good night. And
you
yeah,
too,
Dina, we'll be
love
messaging
you
after. I love you.
Okay. Bye.
I think we're pretty happy, Jamie.
I would say so. And let me just double check. Okay. Nobody in chat. So we're going to go to 917. Hello.
Hello, ladies.
Hi, is this Ellen? I thought
yes.
It was you, but I thought that one time I'm like, hi, Ellen, it wouldn't be you for, you know, just because that's the Jamie thing that'll happen.
Well, thank you for remembering my number and my name.
That's it. I stalked you well. No. I have this thing with remembering numbers.
Oh, I can't remember any number. I don't have a single number memorized.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, numbers, but now names. If I met you in person, I would probably call you everything but Ellen. That was a name, not anything mean. But your number, if you were just like, hey, it's, you know, 917, I'd be like, oh, Ellen, hey. How are you tonight?
Terrific, and thank you for asking. I'm calling because I normally ask for an angel's choice, but tonight I'm going to ask for some advice regarding work and see what the angels tell me.
All right. Now, do you want to go any more specific with it or just the general, just with work? And
well, I'd like to tell the angels it can be like how to handle a current work situation or how to move forward, perhaps into a different position entirely. I'll let the angels decide what is the best thing for me to hear.
All right.
Interesting. That's actually a version of Angel's Choice, but it has a twist. So
yeah. The plot thickens. No.
I'd like to speak now, Jamie, to give Ellen some light, if I may.
Please do.
Okay. Ellen, the image that came forward for you is none other than Cupid. And I know you're asking about work, but this is a love angel showing up with a direction for you. The direction is not specified. I'm saying directional because the Cupid that I have before me has the arrow in his left hand, and he is drawing back with the right. There's no string. He's just imagining where he's going to send this arrow. So, and also when I think of Cupid, I usually think of, you know, Cupid flying around with darts and quivers and hearts, you know, aiming for a love between two people. But this Cupid is seated in a forest, seated on what looks to be like a tree stump with the quiver to his right side. So totally supplied with what you need. The head has a garland of roses around it. So there are very good thoughts in your crown chakra, and it's all about taking the time to sit by yourself, consider what you're going to do, and consider various ways and means of what you want to accomplish. I'm not being given any direction except to say the more that you do this, the more you will hear the angels, the more you will receive closer guidance, and then everything unfolds from there. But it requires this time of solitude and allowing your mind to process what all the options that you have, sort of play with it is what they're saying. So I think with that, I'm very complete, and I know that you're going to be successful in whatever the endeavor is. And many blessings go with you.
Thank you so much. It's beautiful imagery.
Yes, well, then for you. Thank you.
And I again pulled from the Archangel Oracle cards by Doreen. And as you were speaking before, I was shuffling and one fell out. And it really just ties into what Trude was saying. I pulled the Comfort card, and it's Archangel Azrael. And it says, I am with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal. And this angel on here is just gorgeous. It's another one that's just very graceful, very soft. This one, too, I had to giggle because it's kind of just floating midair. It is going in the future position or direction, yet she's looking forward and she's holding, I can't think of the name of it, but it's almost like you're holding the trophy. And it's I'm hearing holly. It's some sort of, looks like a wreath or a crown, but I'm hearing holly. And it just really, whatever you do decide to do, I'm hearing because you can manifest and, you know, you're really evolved and you have the wisdom in you. So, again, just, you know, just the basic, you know, remembering, just calling the angels. And if you need a little more guidance to say, you know, I'm having trouble, you know, with exactly what you're telling me, can you give me, be a little more specific or give me a little more clarity? You know, this is a pretty big decision, and I just, you know, I need a little extra guidance with this one. But knowing that if you do transition to another job or another position, it will be with grace and ease. And knowing that even if you stay where you're at, once you just process and, you know, kind of just clear up any energy that might have you questioning it, that no matter what you do, you're going to come out victorious. And it's not, you know, there's nothing harsh about this. So whatever you do, just, you know, again, I just keep hearing grace and ease, and you'll do it with love, and you'll do it with your angels. So I really don't have any direction, but I hear the ball is in your court, and you really can. Whatever you want to do, you'll be able to do. And, again, with grace and ease, I just keep hearing grace and ease. So, yeah, I'm complete on that, or I'm just going to keep telling you grace and ease tonight.
No, thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
I'm going to take the rest of the evening to try and hear my angels. The way I'm going to do it is by writing and see if they will come to me through my, like, through automatic writing or through my thoughts. And I want to say thank you so much.
Oh, that feels very, very yummy. So, yes.
It feels so right for Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
Again, thank you so much, ladies, and have a wonderful evening, and I appreciate your help.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You too. Yeah. All right, let me check that. All right, and now we're going to go to area code 206. Hello, are you there?
Hi, yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Who are we speaking to?
My name is Holly.
I wonder I kept hearing Holly.
And my mother's anniversary is on Valentine's Day, her first anniversary.
I'm getting
you were talking about Mama and how she just sings you, I heard my mother singing, and I just want to say thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
It was really touching. Yeah, it was very touching. She sang me all the time. I just wanted to, I would love a general reading.
Absolutely.
I've got such chills, Holly. I've got to jump in. What comes forward for you is a letter. And it's a sealed envelope. It's got a kind of a pink border around the envelope flap, but it's sealed with a kiss. And, it's sealed. Usually when you write sealed with a kiss on the back of an envelope, you place the lipstick print on the tip of the flap. This is on the right side. And so it's about communication, actually, coming and going from the other side. I really feel this might have been, this is, possibly, I'm going to say it's your mom reaching to you with memories and with a great ruby red love, for you. And know that she's with you, and know also that she guides a lot of what came through when Jamie was speaking earlier. The word arrangement, Reverend Nancy Sue in her address, the word arrangement stood out for me like it was brought off of her page. So I'm going to say that your mom is instrumental in these angelic arrangements. And so with that, I'm going to wish you a very happy Valentine's Day in spirit.
Thank you so much. That's beautiful.
Sure.
Yes.
Lots of love.
And
to you.
I'm so sorry. And I again pulled from the Archangel deck, and I'm going to read the words that are on the card, but I'll be honest, they don't really have much to do with the message, but something might be in there for you. But I pulled the Outdoors card, and it's Archangel Jophiel, and it says, go outside, get some fresh air, and connect with nature to relieve stress and gain new creative ideas. But I have to tell you, this angel, she has the most beautiful, huge, magnificent wings, and they are just blanketing her, and that is your mother's hug, and she's presenting you with a pink rose. This angel's holding a pink rose, and this is your mom. She's hugging you. She's giving you this pink rose, and she just wants you to know that now, pay attention when you see those pink roses. Know they're her reminding you that she absolutely is with you, and, it's not easy when we lose them. And I don't know that it ever gets any easier. Sometimes I think it gets harder, and you know, it's just it's tough. It's tough, you know, when we're still here, no matter how spiritual we are. You know, I talk to the angels all day, and I can feel my mother. And sometimes, the more I feel her, you know, it makes it, I miss her more, even though I know she's with me more now than ever. So, also just you know, allowing yourself to feel what you feel. You know, it's if you have random bouts of just crying, that's okay. You know, just processing. But please know, just know, God, she has such gentle energy. Her energy around you is just so gentle, and it truly is that mama's love. And she is just, I'm hearing when you feel that you are too weak to walk, know that it is her that carries you through. And just knowing it is her. It's not your imagination or anything else like that. Even the most littlest thing that you get now, it is. And again, she just asks you to accept the pink rose and just know that she is always, always with you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much. I'm so glad I turned the show on today. I felt like it was aimed at me.
Yeah.
Again, your mother wings
our show tonight. Say thank you, and thank you, Mama.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Appreciate you guys.
You're so welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. And I'm going to throw in, our beloved Cassie was listening in, but she was also having some internet problem. So if you don't mind, Trude, I'm being guided to do an angel's choice for Cassie in case she's just having trouble and can't type.
Great.
Or get the message through. And then, we'll swing one out for Cassie. Cassie, we're going to give you an angel's choice. And, then we'll close the show for the night. It's almost the top of the hour. And I love that tonight we ran right on time for our sweet Nancy Sue. Hopefully she's still awake. I see she's still on the line. Oh, she is here. Is that okay, Cassie, an angel's choice? Or unless you have something specific, you just type away, darling, and we'll shuffle while we wait.
I've got a big yes, and I'm gonna go in and tell Cassie.
Go for it.
Hello, Cassie. The word February comes in, but I have one big fat rose for you, one joyous, luscious, let me stress the word velvety rose. It's huge. This is a, it's actually pink in the middle, and then the surrounding petals are this like this watermelon, strawberry rose color. And it's like standing in the middle, and it's bigger than all the other roses. I don't know if this is ambition, but what it certainly is from the angelic side is tremendous growth. And this spring, we'll probably see you just magnifying these growth experiences. And you are coming into bloom, no doubt about it. And even while things are dark around you at certain phases, just know this wonderful, incomparable feeling of the rose, which is the symbol of love in your heart, will carry you through. It's life-giving, and spring is almost here. So the loveliness, may you feel that around this Valentine's season and in every part of your life, Kathy. And with that, I am complete.
Oh, beautiful. And that ties in so perfect to the card I pulled. I was hearing I would get clarity, and it came right from your message. I pulled, again, from the Archangel Oracle deck by Doreen, and I pulled the You Are Safe card, and it says, Archangel Michael, and it says, I am protecting you against lower energies and guarding you, your loved ones, and home. But what I noticed about this is just how immense his wings are on this card. They're looking bigger to me tonight than they usually do, and so is his shield and sword. You know, and he's walking this golden path, and it just really goes with the coming and the bloom and the knowing that, you know, if times do seem a little harder or, you know, a little tougher, to just know that you are so safe and you are so protected and you have come so far on your path. I don't even know if you realize it. I mean, there's nothing but just clouds and it's all golden. You're just walking that golden path that, you know, your own yellow brick road I'm hearing. So just know that you, my dear, you are so well on your way. and you absolutely are coming into bloom, and you absolutely are so safe. It just could be you. You know, it can be really, really vulnerable to be yourself. But know that you are so safe, you are so protected, and you bring so much light to the world when you are your true self, because that's who you're here to be. You know, and it's not even like a nothing more, nothing less, because there can be no more than what you are, because you are you, and that is what we need. And if you don't always feel that you're up to what you think you should be or the expectations you may have for yourself, just cut that nonsense out, none of that talk, because you, my dear, you are in blossom, and soon you will be in full bloom, and you are safe, so safe to be yourself. The world needs you just as you are, how you are. And we love you, love you, love you, love you, just as you are, where you are. And it just, it doesn't get any better than that, my dear. So we love you so very much, and we wish you a happy, happy Valentine's Day. And with that, Trude, would you like to go ahead and close us out? And I'm sending love from Nancy Sue, because I don't want her coming on, you rest woman.
Yes.
Oh, there she is. She snuck in.
would you like me to wrap Jamie then?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let us remember that love is healing. As we close, we wrap Nancy Sue in the healing wings of the angels with us. So grateful we are that we give thanks to Spirit for our time together tonight. This has been an incredible demonstration of connection. And angels now also send a strand of light. It's made of very tiny hearts, and I see that they are pulsing. It's like they blink on and off, just like they would on a Christmas tree. And they remind us that we are the pulse of love in this world, and we keep to the rhythm of love. So let us look through the eyes of love. Let us listen with the light of the heart. And may our hands do the work of love. As we do these things, we reveal God, who is love. So with that, a very good evening to you all, and all blessings be. Amen.
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 And Nancy Sue, I just realized that I just got your text. Did you want to read your card?
I will, because you ladies did a beautiful job tonight, and I am forever grateful. Thank you so very much. And I did pull a card for everybody that's listening and going to be listening, and to our two beautiful reverends, Trudy and Jamie, for your wonderful reading tonight. I pulled from the energy card deck, and it's the Angel of Love. And this amazing light being is Archangel Shamiel, who's the Angel of Love, and he has his wings wrapped around all of us now. He is the one whose name means he who sees God, and he helps you to expand your heart chakra by developing the infinite flame of love within you. So with that, I send you all out into this beautiful world of amazing love, of amazing blessings and miracles, and have a beautiful, happy, healthy Valentine's Day this Saturday. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Love you all.
Love you all.